text Mishnah Aleph. Hashoa Tapara Bishoa Baleha Ima Osakar Baleha Ima. Somebody borrows a cow from his friend to help him plow the field. And at the time he borrowed the cow, he borrowed the owner with it, or he hired the owner with it, meaning at the time he borrowed the cow, he asked the owner of the cow to help him plow the field or to help him do any other avoda in the field, or he hired the owner of the cow to help him do avoda in his field. Shaw habala mosafar on the lachakach shaw as a part of the mesa putter. Or he borrowed or hired the owner first, and only after that he borrowed the cow from the owner, and the cow died while it was plowing his field. The borrower is pasuk from paying the value of the cow to the owner. Shenemar in balav imo lo yishalem. The pasuk says, if the owner is with him, he doesn't have to pay. Meaning, if at the time he borrowed the cow, the owner was hired out to help him in the field, and then the cow died while the owner was still helping him, he is pasuk from paying since the owner was with him at the time he borrowed the car. Abul Shaw es Aparah, Va'akaka Shaw es Abalam of Safran, Bemesa Chayat, Shenemar Balav Ein Imo, Shalim Yishalim. But if he borrowed the para first, and only after that did he borrow or hire the owner, only after he borrowed the para did he ask the owner to help him in the field, or he hired the owner of the cow to help him in the field, and then the para died, in this case, the Shoal would be chayiv to pay, even if it died machmas and ones. It was an unavoidable occurrence that caused it to die, as the shaw is chayiv for onsen, as the pasuk says, balav ein imo shalim yishalim. If the owner is not with him, he has to pay, even though in this case the owner was with him at the time the para died, as after he borrowed the para, he did ask the owner to help him in the field. But the pasuk means to say that if the owner is not with him at the time he borrowed the para, meaning he did not yet ask the owner to help him in the field at the time he borrowed the para, in this case, he would be chayiv to pay, even though the owner was with him at the time the para died. Somebody borrowed a cow from his friend. He borrowed it for half the day and rented it for the other half. Or he borrowed it for one day and rented it for the other day. Sachar achas v'shaw achas. Or he received two cows from his friend, one of which he rented and the other one he borrowed, v'mesa. And the cow died. Hamashu oimer shu'ula mesa. The lender claims the cow that was borrowed is the one that died. This is referring to the third case where he received two cows and one of the two died. And the lender claims the one that was borrowed died as a shoal. Is chayav for onsen. So therefore, if the one that was borrowed died, the shoal is chayav to pay the value of the cow, as opposed to if the one that was rented died, he would be pater as a socher is pater for onsen, and that which it died is an ones, as it died through no fault of the shoal. B'yom shahoyza shula mesa, or the lender claims that the cow died during the day that it was borrowed, as this is referring to the middle case where it was borrowed for one day and rented for the other, and he says that it died during the day it was borrowed, so therefore he has a din of a shoal and is chayiv for onsen. B'shah shahayta shula meso, or he says that it died during the time it was borrowed. This is referring to the first case where it was borrowed for half a day and rented for the other half, as if it died during the part of the day that it was borrowed, he would have a din of a shoal and would be chayiv, as opposed to if it died during the part of the day that it was rented, he has a din of a socher and would be pater. And the person who received the cow says he doesn't know if it died during the time it was borrowed or during the time it was rented, he is chayiv. Now, even though normally, in a case where somebody makes a claim against his friend and claims his friend owes him money, and the person responds that he doesn't know if he owes money, that the person would be pater, he just has to take a shvua. This is called a shvua's hesis. He would have to take a shvua that he really does not know, and he would be pater. In this case, we are talking about where there is a shvua's modeh b'mikzas. As we are talking about where the person actually received two cows. He received both cows as were borrowed for half a day and rented for the other half, or both cows were borrowed for one day and rented for the other day, and they both died. and the lender claimed they both died during the time it was borrowed, while the person who received the cows admits that one of them died during the time it was borrowed, but he says as far as the other cow is concerned, he doesn't know if it died during the time it was borrowed or during the time it was rented. So therefore, this is called a modeb and mixat. He admits to part of the claim. He admits that one of the cows died during the time it was borrowed, so therefore he is chayav to pay for that cow. And as far as the other cow, he doesn't know. So since he is modeb and mixat, he is chayav a shvuah min haTorah. And he can't take a shvuah here, as he cannot swear that he owes only part of the claim, since it could very well be that he owes the whole claim, as he does not know. So since he can't take the shvuah, he is chayav to pay the full claim. He has to pay for both cows. And the last case is talking about where he received three cows from his friend, two of which were borrowed and one was rented, and two of them died. And the lender claims that both of the cows that died were the borrowed cows, while the borrower admits that one of the cows that died was a borrowed cow, as two of the three were borrowed. But as far as the other cow is concerned, he doesn't know whether it was the borrowed one or the rented one. So again, he is motive and mixed us over here, and he can't take his shvuah since he doesn't know. So therefore, he is chayav to pay. Hasochar omer shechura mesa. This is referring to the third case, where the person received two cows, one of which was borrowed and one was rented, and one of them died. And the renter claimed the one that was rented died, and therefore he is pater, as a renter is pater for onsim. B'yom shahisa shechura mesa. This is referring to the middle case, where the cow was borrowed for one day and rented for the other, and it died. And the renter claims that it died during the day that it was rented. This is referring to the first case, where it was borrowed for half a day and rented for the other half, and it died. And the person who received the cow claims that it died during the time it was rented, and he is therefore pater, as the socher is pater for onsim. And the person who owns the cow says he doesn't know whether it died during the time it was borrowed, or during the time it was rented, or in the last case, whether the borrowed cow died or the rented cow died. In this case, the person who received the cow would be pater, as since the person is not making a claim against him, since he doesn't know, he is pater. Zayimer shulav, zayimer schura, yishava haseicher, sheschura meisa. If he received two cows, one of which was borrowed, and one of which was rented, and one of the two died, and the person who owns the cow claims that the borrowed one died, and the person who received the cows claims that the rented one died, and he is therefore pater, the renter is pater from onsim. In this case, the socher would take a shvuah that the rented one died and would be pater. Now, the reason why he is chayav to take a shvuah over here, as even if it was true that the rented one died, he is still chayav a shvuah that it died through no fault of his own. As even though a socher is pater from onsim, he first has to take a shvuah that it really was an onus. And once he is chayav a shvuah, the person who owned the cows can make him take another shvuah, which is that he would make him take a shvuah that it really was the rented one that died. This is called a gilgal shvuah. Once you are mechayav somebody one shvuah, you can be mechayav from other shvuahs as well. So therefore, the socher would take a shvuah that it was the rented one that died, or in the first two cases, that it died during the time it was rented, and then he would take a shvuah that it died through no fault of his own, and he would be pater. But if both the owner of the cows and the person who received the cows both say they don't know whether the borrowed cow died or the rented cow died, or in the first two cases, whether it died during the time it was borrowed or during the time it was rented, then they would split. The person who received the cows would pay half the value of the cows. Now, this is in accordance with Sunchas. As Sunchas holds, when there is a monetary dispute, we say Yachloku. The Chacham argue. They say when there is a monetary dispute, the dinet hamoiti mechabero olav harai. The person who is trying to get money out of his friend is the one that has to bring a rai. He has to bring edim. So therefore, if the owner of the cow doesn't have edim that the cow that was borrowed died, the person who received the cows is pater.